This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A report from the government office that works for Congress is being swept under the rug by mainstream media. The General Accounting Office documented earlier this week how abortions are being funded by taxpayers under Obamacare, despite provisions of that law prohibiting that. No major media outlet has picked up on that story. The fight for control of the U.S. Senate seems to be coming down to just a few Senate seats. Pro-abortion groups with deep pockets are pouring money into races to keep pro-life bills from coming up in the U.S. Senate. In North Carolina, pro-abortion money is narrowly swinging the election, featuring Senator Kay Hagan with her 100% support for abortion. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, the winner of each year's Miss America pageant takes on largely a publicity job. Oddly enough, the latest Miss America is busy deleting her web pages and protecting her Twitter account, ostensibly to conceal her connection with pro-abortion candidates and with Planned Parenthood itself. LifeNews.com has yet another story about aggressive doctors harvesting organs too soon. And Miriam Ibrahim is beginning to speak out for persecuted Christians around the world. In a Fox News interview, she says, "It is my right to practice the religion I choose." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.